Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing the latest Sean Foyt controversy in that he lied about being firebombed. Now, this was an unnecessary lie because there are plenty of things that are happening to him that are legitimate grievances, and we're going to give a more comprehensive picture of what's going on here with Sean Foyt's tour in the Canadian provinces, or attempting to tour in the Canadian provinces. So, this is a very interesting story because Sean Foyt is a very interesting character. He is someone that has reveled in controversy. He is someone that has taken some bold stands, but also has a lot of baggage related to false teachers, false doctrines, and ministries, such as Bethel Redding, and all the baggage that comes from Bill Johnson's church. And we'll get into that in a second, but first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org. That's linked in the description below, and Anthony wrote an article over the weekend about this story, so it's going to be the primary lens in which we dive into, and his analysis on this is pretty good. It's, again, very fair, because, again, Sean Foyt is someone I wanted to like, but, again, too much going on there that is bad. Like, even people that you like or want to like, this guy has so many red flags, it's just insane. So let's just talk about this for a second. Within American politics, Sean Foyt takes on a role of worship leader and political activist, often boasting strong stances on social issues while being bold in the face of 2020 lockdowns. Because he stood up when others kept silent, his fame increased. Yet Foyt is not without his baggage and associated with Bethel Redding, again, already mentioned, and holds views consistent with the new apostolic reformation. So this view that there's apostles among us right now, and, you know, we should listen to them because they're God's anointed and stuff like that. He takes an entrepreneurial approach to starting numerous ministries that have led to allegations that he is using his charities to build a real estate portfolio. Now, these are actually pretty serious allegations against him. And to me, it's like the biggest, like, there's this whole group of, like, people that used to work with him. A lot of what they said might have been sour grapes, but this, I thought, was the biggie, that he's using nonprofit status to acquire a real estate portfolio, you know, calling a ministry a church so that he can have a parish and stuff like that. It amassed, you know, across, I believe, 3 different states and several properties that this guy has under his name. Like, this is someone who very much believes in, you know, rental property investing. And, you know, there's a time where you could really make a lot of money doing that. I think that's passed a little bit for people who are trying to get into that, by the way. But nevertheless, yeah, that's pretty shady, though, for someone in ministry to, and someone who only seems like they're in ministry, to make a lot of money on the side from money that they got doing ministry like this. So, long story short, you know, using nonprofit laws in such a way that you can acquire a real estate portfolio is a little shady. Recently, and I think he should be investigated for that, to make sure that he followed the law in doing that, because I think there's enough evidence to say, hey, you know, law enforcement should look into that. Recently, he has taken his Let Us Worship tour abroad to Canada. where Foyt is hosting free outdoor worship events that have been dubbed Revive 25. Thus far, six events have been canceled, with safety being the most cited concern. Quebec City, amongst the venues, claimed that the presence of controversial audience was not mentioned in the contract, so they canceled for that reason, suggesting that they either did not know who Foyt was or that his name was not on the contract. Foyt has since been able to swap venues, sometimes farther away from the municipalities. In Montreal, the city banned Foyt from performing at the Plateau Mont-Royal, relocating to Eglise MR after the city claimed Foyt goes against values of inclusion, solidarity, and respect. In French-speaking Montreal, the city... the church is ironically Hispanic, so he's doing an event at a church that's Hispanic in Montreal. A little bit ironic, but, you know, you can't help but laugh at that little detail. Per Rebel News, which is a Canadian outlet, a good Canadian outlet for what it's worth, the same park hosted a pride parade within the last month. So media coverage is pretty intense surrounding this situation, partly due to actors like Rebel News. The relocated event attracted leftist agitators who could be seen waving Palestinian flags. During the show, a protester managed to throw a pink smoke bomb on the stage, causing a brief disruption. So let's take a look at this clip. It comes from Rebel News. And again, it doesn't help Sean Foyt's case and what he's about to later claim. I mean, if you look at that, I mean, it's a girl. And he wants someone to take a picture of it, and he was holding it right next to his head. That's an important, that's a pretty important detail. So this is Sean Foyt. I was just firebombed inside the church by Antifa mid-worship song. I dodged the bomb, and we are still going. Three exclamation points, but they can't stop the sound of worship. And, you know, this kind of became a meme. Somebody take a picture, because he's holding a firebomb, right? No, he's holding a smoke bomb, and it's a girl. So congratulations, Sean. And, you know, this one's pretty good. It's a meme in the response. Then he shouted, "This is MAGA country," and walked off. And, you know, Mike Winger coming after Sean Foyt here for that cap. And, yeah, this is Sean Foyt embellishing what happened. And I would say he lied. I would say he lied. That was not a smoke bomb. That was not even close to a smoke bomb. So getting back to the story, let's talk about Sean Foyt for a second. He has a history of embellishment, which includes an exorcism story in India and telling a movie version of it in a Voice of the Martyrs article. He would later clarify the statement, claiming he did not know the original object was a smoke bomb, despite holding it in his hand. And again, pretty obvious it's a smoke bomb. Furthermore, it should be noted that the smoke bomb is common in gender reveals, hence my jokes. The church that he did this event at was fined $2,500 Canadian dollars for hosting the concert. And it's important to note, let's actually talk about, you know, the state of Christianity in Canada and how hostile the Canadian government is to the church. The Canadian government's hatred of the church, not very limited at the moment, as they have spent years slandering the church for genocide of Indigenous, only to come up short on actual corpses and evidences. One thing to note is that churches were firebombed, they were vandalized in the wake of this anti-white propaganda. I mean, it's called a self-flagellation campaign in the article, and that's absolutely right, that the Canadians were inundated with, you know, messaging from the government to hate their own heritage, and they were fed lies about what their ancestors did, despite the fact that there's no real evidence, you know, there's no real bodies to support supposed genocide. The Canadian government was especially cruel in its COVID lockdowns, with pastors like James Coate and Arthur Pawlowski being targeted by the state. Again, these people spent time in jail, too. So they're throwing pastors in jail for being pastors. Canada itself is a spiritually lost nation, as it stands right now. It's continued to double down on and speed run the Great Replacement, and national identity is juxtaposed itself to America. So it's kind of interesting that, you know, they have the Proposition Nation, but, you know, part of their proposition nation is we are not America. You know, and that's, again, that's been endemic to Canadian nationalism for a while, being trying to be distinct from the United States for a reason. America, you know, for all our credit, we've always wanted to conquer Canada from the beginning. And I mean from the beginning. We wanted Quebec to join the Continental Congress. They did not. Georgia did, though. The Conservative Party blew a very winnable election, running an effeminate longhouse candidate who boasted that he was born to a single mother and adopted by school teachers. Yeah, I mean, again, they handed the Liberals power in this election. They just failed to capitalize on Justin Trudeau's unpopularity. Sean Foyt is far from orthodox on many issues, despite being strong against homosexuality, COVID lockdown narrative, and critical race theory. Yet, in Revelation, the beast hates the whore, as he does the true church. So, the analogy here, or what's being said here, is that the world does not care necessarily about authenticity or orthodoxy when it comes to Christianity. Like, they go after things that are not necessarily representations of Christ here on earth, but are that close that going after them delivers symbolic victories. Even shills like Joel Osteen are targeted, and Joel Osteen's like the punching bag, the singular punching bag in evangelical Christianity that the normies will attack, even though, again, there are a lot worse people than Joel Osteen in terms of strict messaging. In nations that have largely secularized, they attack the ruins of a Christian culture as a means of retaining power and promoting evil. In all of Foyt's flaws and embellishments, he tapped into a very real spiritual force here. And that's how the article concludes, and I think that's a very fair way to put it, because Foyt might be like a Simon the Magician character here, except, you know, Simon, instead of being contained in the church and disciplined in the church, is kind of out and about. And that's kind of what's going on here, is that Simon the Magician, unrepentant, is doing Simon the Magician things, and people are going after him because of his association with the church. So that's a good way to put it, because he has tapped into a real spiritual force that people with better theology honestly should have. So those are my thoughts on this story. It's, again, pretty interesting. It's the latest Sean Foyt controversy, openly lying about a firebomb at a worship service. But anyway, that is who the guy is. Interesting character nonetheless. Anyway, have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.